One year ago today, the nation watched in horror as the Boston Marathon bombings unfolded. The two explosions that went off near the finish line killed three people and injured more than 260 others. Earlier, I spoke with Catherine Cloutier of the Boston Globe, who covered the bombings that day. I asked Cloutier to take me back to where she was at 2:49 p.m., the exact minute the bombs went off.
I was actually in a news budget meeting where we plan our coverage, and we were actually talking about the marathon because most of the elite runners had already crossed the finish line, and we were trying to figure out what was next. And I happened to be checking Twitter on my phone, and I saw a photo of an explosion at the finish line, and I handed it to my news editor, Angela Nelson, and she raced it into the newsroom, and from then on, it was just a whirlwind of a week.
What did you guys do first?
So the first thing we did was we use a program called Scribble Live. It's a live blogging software, and we set about live blogging what was being seen on Boylston Street. And that was both our reporters that were there, but also citizens who were posting photos on Twitter. And at first, we called it explosions at the Boston Marathon finish line because we didn't know what had happened right away. So we live blogged for several hours. Actually, the website went down for a portion of that afternoon, and we redirected to that live blog. It was our mainstay of coverage for most of that Monday.
I know you guys were just recently awarded the Pulitzer for your coverage of those days' events. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Do you mind talking to me about what it is your team did that set you guys apart, you know, from everyone else who was covering that day?
We very much relied on our live blog to bring our audience updates to the minute as they were happening. We were working through the nights for most of that week, and in addition to the narrative journalism that the Globe is famous for, we were producing live coverage that I think really contributed to the Pulitzer Prize win.
What was Boston like a year ago, and what is it like today?
So after the bombs exploded, I think the city didn't really know how to process it, and so for several days, people kind of dealt with the grief that is what had happened. It's a very safe city normally. It's one of the main downtown drags where people go shopping and go to restaurants, and it took a lot from the city. But I think what we've seen in the months since then is that the city is more resilient than I think anyone could have ever imagined. This year, more people are running the Boston Marathon than ever have of recent years, and people are running for charities. They're running for the One Fund. They're running for the individual victim charities. They're showing that we're not afraid, and Boston actually expects a record crowd on Monday the 21st when the 118th marathon is run, and it just shows that people are not going to stand down to terror incidences like this.
We hear this phrase a lot, Boston strong. Mm-hmm. Does that have any significance to you? What does that mean to you?
I think Boston strong kind of taps into the sense of community that has grown out of the events that happened last April. The city has really grown together. It has come to support all the victims, both in terms of running the marathon on their various foundation teams or donating millions of dollars to the One Fund through bake sales or what have you. So I think Boston Strong shows the resilience but also the sense of community that this city has.
That was Catherine Cloutier, data producer with the Boston Globe.